EBC 1 is on the air. Nigel Green reading. At 1910 hours GMT, Father Wasn't There podcast. But first, live from America, Steve Tavares is angry podcast.
I am here to run a police department, not a frat house.
Unfortunately, she's been diagnosed with a brain tumor.
That's not a U.S. president. Okay. That's just the prime minister of Russia defending the president of Russia.
What do you want me to lock everybody up? What is that going to solve?
I am a very ethical person.
I have many Filipino friends. Our children
look human rights. Bye, guys. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Now, if you shoot a little funny, Rich, you got a problem.
Mr. Cogsworth, don't be on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Thank you. I would dignify you if I... peeing on your leg. I don't. It wouldn't be worth wasting the urine. But...
Broadcasting from the city of homes and beaches, Steve Tavares is angry.
All right, happy Friday. Let me start this weekend edition of the podcast with just an unbelievable story that has gone down this week in Alameda, the Big A. The place that everybody wants to talk about when I'm in another city and they go, what is wrong with those people? I swear to God, 10 times in the last week, 4 times at one place last Saturday in Fremont. So East Bay is watching Alameda, and this is a different kind of story. Like, what the hell, what is going on over there? Now, there was a candidate in Alameda, and I say was, and that's the pertinent word there, named Amos White. So let's say I'm going to run for the city council, right? Or anywhere. I'm going to run for city council. And that just, you know, if you're a credible, you know, real candidate, you don't just say I'm going to run, because it takes people to help you out. So, and you need money, right? And unless you're rich, you need other people. So imagine you spend maybe months, for sure weeks, going around town, meeting with people, taking up their time. That's a big part of this. Taking up their time, maybe a half hour, an hour of their time at their house, at lunch, in a coffee shop, in another coffee shop. And you're saying, hey, I'm going to do this, and this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I want to do, and this is how it should be. Can I count on your support? Can I count on a donation to my campaign? Can you help me? And maybe they go, well, I'm not sure. Or, you know, I'll talk to you again later. I'll think about it. Or he goes, yes, sir. Here. And here is my check. Now you do that over. You take people's time and maybe you raise people's hopes, right? Now, what if you get to August 10th and you find out the race that you're running in? The incumbent's not running. So, okay. Well, here we go. Procrastinator's dream. Because the incumbent has not filed for re-election. You get an extra 5 days. Technically 3 business days. Till this past Wednesday, August 15th. In the evening. Now, there's a person in Alameda who's going to run. And he got everybody all excited. He totally looks like Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us. Totally. Like that, he needs to do a 23andMe because he's related to that guy. I'm sure. It's amazing. But this guy, he had extra days. He shows up like before 6. The deadline is 6 at Alameda City Hall. Most people are already gone. City clerk's there. And she's a very good city clerk. Very good. And actually, they're all good. It's like weird. But that's another podcast. He gets there. And he hadn't filed a form. So he's scribbling this form. Boom, here you go, city clerk. I'm in it to win it. Oh, well, you need to also pay a certain fee. Oh, no problem, city clerk. It seems, city clerk, that I have lost my checkbook. I Here's a debit card, credit card. Oh, everybody's left already. I can't. Let me see if I can help you somehow. I can swipe this somewhere. Oh, sorry, I can't. Okay, I'm going to run to the, I think it's at the library. I'm going to run over there. No, can't find it. Comes back. Time's up. This is a epically colossal mistake. I don't know if I've ever heard of it. I heard one time in Oakland that somebody forgot. They didn't run, but they, you know, it's not, I'm not sure. And they play it off like they weren't going to run for re-election. But this is documented. He put it on Facebook. I had heard about it last night from, it was like the talk of the Alameda Mayoral Forum. Everybody afterwards want to talk about this. And I just can't emphasize. This is embarrassing. This is unbelievable. All those people, you took their time. And then you didn't even file? So it goes on Facebook and spins it around. And this, the little that I've heard about this, Amos, is a little shifty. I'll give you an example. I was like, hey, an insider in Alameda, I was like, hey, I saw Amos sitting on the Park Street in front of the coffee shop, and he had a big dog. And the response was, yeah, he probably rented it for the day. That is what I've been hearing. That's the kind of guy. I wasn't sure going in. Of course, I never talked to him, but I'd done my research because I have spies, right? I do my research, and I'm thinking this guy might be an undercover guy for the landlords and playing both sides, right? So he goes on Facebook and spins it to be, it's just not my time. The Lord is in control of this, you know, not the city clerk or the registrar of Alameda County or the Secretary of State of California. It's the Lord said, shall not. The Lord said, you shall not run in this race because you're probably not going to win. This is unbelievable. I just can't believe it. That's why it's unbelievable. Said it's a mistake. Anyway, you should check out East Bay Citizen. As always, the only one writing about these elections. I got the breakdown of who's going to run and in list form, and I've animated it in for a couple cities and a couple races down ballot that might be interesting or of note, certain things about them. Two former Fremont City Council members getting back in the game. I've had a couple people tell me, and you know, in a way to give me credit. It's about this, you know, President Eric Swalwell stuff and how, you know, Matiran Ross, the San Francisco Chronicle, and somebody in the Mercury wrote that, you know, he's going to run and he's gone to so many times to Iowa. And then Jake Tapper at CNN, you know, does one of those like baseball reporter things where they attribute it to Mercury News. And so it's like something I've noticed is that you get this mainstream press like circle jerk, like they all think that's the Mercury News, like the Mercury News is like isn't a piece of shit, and everybody knows it is, and nobody really subscribes to it, but they don't know. They think it's like, oh, it's the Mercury News of 1995. No, it's not even Mercury News of 2005. And so there's this big mainstream media circle jerk, and then I've got people like tweeting on my behalf, and I thank you for that. Like, this is not news. Tavares has been writing about this like at least since January. And in fact, when I was spoke at the Commonwealth Club for the end of the year 2016 wrap, and they were talking about predictions, I said Eric Swalwell was going to run for president. I wasn't like looking into the future guessing, but there was already people, sources of mine in Washington or have ties to Washington, who were saying that was the word. That's what he was dropping. And guess what? Not too long later, he started showing up in Iowa. All of a sudden, he was an Iowan. Hello, Dublin. Your golden boy has disavowed you. He's not a Dubliner. He's not a Tri-Valley boy. He's an Iowan now. He just ditched you guys. He just ditched like 32 years of his life, or however old he is, minus three. But it got me thinking that, isn't it odd? We have now Barbara Lee, who's on TV more, shows up on Comedy Central being unfunny and making the other person not funny. She wants to be the House chair, Democratic Party. Ro Khanna thinks he's going to be Abraham Lincoln. And Eric Swalwell has been literally 600 times on, almost 600 times on television the last 2.5 years. It's like, why us? There are 3 congressmen out of 435 are the only ones that want to be like either something big in politics, nationwide, or they should be like a member of TLC or something. Like, why didn't Eric Swalwell, Ro Khanna, why didn't their parents teach him how to play like a guitar or something, or take him to acting class because they want to be so much famous they can be like, you know, how about a screenplay? Ro Khanna is a pretty good writer. He could write a screenplay. But, you know, I heard something disturbing. Wow. So this is real. This president stuff is real. And I'm going to tell you how I think that's going to go down. But this stuff is real. I had a conversation with a pretty good source who was like, I don't know if I want to be on the Steve Tavares is angry because the title. Because am I angry? I think I should be. I was angry in the test podcast and it wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty. You would cry. You have nightmares if you would listen to that. But that, I threw that away. But they're like, I don't know, because, you know, Eric Swalwell might get mad. And I was like, and I was really affected. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, these fools around here, they're already angling for Secretary of State, Secretary of the Interior. Is this for real? Like, I mean, I'm living in crazy town. But let me tell you, this is what I think is going to happen. Is I think this is Eric's version of when he was putting out there that he wanted to run against Barbara Boxer. And then when Barbara Boxer dropped out, you know, his name was showing up. Like total, like, fourth tier on the names of people who might run. And then, you know, same thing happened with Dianne Feinstein. So I think this is the same thing that's happening here. He's just putting the feelers out at a big time, and he's, you know, going for later and going, seeing what else happens. I mean, we don't know how the world's going to look. Probably Eric is going to be get a pretty plum chairmanship when the Democrats likely take over next year. So there's that. Maybe he wants to be the Secretary of the Interior for somebody else. For Kamala Harris, I don't know. But I don't think this is something that's he's going to totally go through with. But the only way he would, if somehow he's like in an impeachment hearing and he got somebody testifying and he just breaks down he just breaks down Donald J. Trump Jr. and says, Eric, your line of questioning is too brutal. I cannot take it. Yes, I did it all. My dad knew everything. And my dad's a traitor. He's a Manchurian candidate. Boom. President Eric Swalwell. Aside from that, I think it's a big ploy, a word that Eric uses often about Trump, gaslighting. But it's okay. Because regardless, kids, even the ones in Dublin who your prodigal son, Eric Swalwell, have disavowed, even you have something to look forward to. No matter if you've never accomplished anything, you too can be President of the United States. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Now for Friday, I got some more. I guess this is the most trash talky probably going to get all these things. Steve, that was pretty good so far. I'll say thank you. And I don't know. There's been weird things happening as I talked about lately in Hayward, some shenanigans in Castor Valley, Livermore. A lot of things I haven't talked about yet. It's got in the bag, the Alameda County. But I don't know what's going on with some of these public officials and candidates. They're like talking shit to me. Like, hello, first of all, you want to play a joke around, but or am I whatever? Hello, I've written for the East Bay Express for like 9 years in Alameda. I'm published. So if you're going to play that game, suck it. But aside from that, like, just like weird ways of like dropping these little slights on me. It's like, I have a little book. I write these slights down. I hear everything. Like the other day, like somebody's like introducing me and they're like, yeah. And sometimes he writes, he makes, you know, he just, you know, makes up stuff. And they're like, ha. And I'm like, oh, yeah, fake news, right? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's so a good one. Like, really?
Come here. You're taking this very personal. Tom, this is business, and this man is taking it very, very personal.
And like, this particular person, I have in my back pocket, ready to October surprise you. Like, and you probably know I do. You know I have it. And so, you know, hopefully you don't think that I was really laughing because I remember all this stuff. But it's happened in other places, you know. And so, I don't know, you know. I want to tell these people, like, have you ever Googled your name in your city? Do you notice EB Citizen Story is like the first one? You know how Google works? You know, I don't pay for that. You know, that's because people share it and read it a lot. You know, business is big time right now because I've outlasted everybody. I'm the last standing. There's literally nobody else reporting anything. So I don't have any plans to charge, but, and people say you shouldn't, it's not a business model that works, but how about a business model that might work if there's no other choice that you're not going to know about? San Leandro, Alameda, Hayward, Alameda County Board of Supervisors. I mean, you have to, and basically the San Francisco Chronicle is not going to pay attention to Alameda County unless for some reason, like the mother of all forest fires come blasted through, you know, San Leandro. Like, I didn't even know there was a forest in San Leandro. Their logo has a cherry. I've never seen a cherry tree in San Leandro. Never mind. There's a fire. Chronicles here. Where is our Pulitzer Prize? Oh, we didn't get it. East Bay Times did. Oh, that don't look good. So, meanwhile, don't forget ebcitizen.com. You can leave a little donation to keep this ball rolling. This podcast, you can check it out, your convenience, by subscribing on iTunes or Stitcher. If you have an Android, go to Stitcher. It'll just pop up. Your 20 minutes of freedom, the freedom that I feel now. But we're going in. We're heading into the races are on now. So check that out. We'll be doing more of the looks at the candidates and all these races all over the East Bay, and it's going to be a pretty good race. Pretty good race. Look soon for the top 10, the ones that I think are the top 10 that you should be watching. And, of course, you know what? If it happens in San Leandro, it might happen in your neck of the woods. If it happens in Hayward, it may happen in your neck of the woods. This is all intertwined. We are not one city. We are a region, and everything is connected. We are an ecosystem, and I'm here to cover it. I'm Steve Tavares, and I'm angry, and you should be too.